This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, there seems to be this ongoing battle about fluoride in our drinking water. Not exactly sure what the concerns are. It's been in our drinking water in Louisiana for decades. Dr. Gregory Guerra joins us, President, New Orleans Dental Association. Doc, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. So if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, kind of backfill, I guess, both sides of this issue as to why we have this friction point.
So there is a bill that has passed the Senate, the state Senate, authored by Senator Mike Fessy from Oklahoma. Basically, it is a ban on adding fluoride to the community drinking water. We've added fluoride for almost 80 years to it, with a track record of being completely safe. At levels that are non-toxic, 0.7 parts per million. That's the levels that we are placing in the water, and that has shown to really do a great job in helping prevent and combat tooth decay. And tooth decay is mainly a childhood disease. Tooth decay is the number one chronic disease in children. It's a totally preventable condition.
So what is the other side looking at to say that there should be some concern about placing fluoride in our drinking water?
So the arguments that I'm hearing that it causes low IQ, it's bad for the thyroid, and they're using these studies that come from other countries, and the studies are low quality and have a high risk of bias in these studies. Also, these studies are looking at fluoride levels that are much higher than the levels that we're looking at our fluoride in our country. These studies are showing levels of 1.5 parts per million, and so these studies really don't hold water, fluoridated water, actually.
But so how did it gain so much traction? So, like, you know, I heard, I was watching a podcast the other night, and it was someone that was in favor of removing fluoride from our drinking water say, well, they did that in Europe. And what I found out in Europe is that they actually fluoridated salt and milk instead of water.
And well, that's right. Fluoride is a naturally occurring element in our water. A water that we drink is not completely pure. If you ever drink distilled water, I'm not sure if you ever have, it tastes awful. And the drinking water tastes the way it tastes because of the minerals in it. There's calcium, there's phosphate, there's zinc, and just fluoride naturally occurs in much of the water that we drink in our country.
So I'm just kind of amazed how we get to this point where we're passing a bill that we've done this for 80 years. There's no study here that says to the contrary that this is actually bad for us. I mean, I have a hard time wrapping my head around it. I'm 67 years old. I don't have a single cavity in my mouth. I mean, I don't know. I may be an anomaly. I have no idea. I drink a lot of tap water. Always have. Well, my entire life.
Well, that's the thing, Noel, is if you can get a child, you know, past those adolescent years to maybe their mid-20s with having few cavities, the chance you'll have dental success in the future are much, much better. But yeah, it perplexes me why we're having this argument. This issue should have been put to bed a long, long time ago. But there are fear tactics out there, and the present political environment this comes from RFK, I believe.
Yeah, and it's interesting that we talk about reduced IQ in children. I wonder what data they're looking at, because there's a greater number of high-performing students today on a percentage basis than there's ever been in this country.
Absolutely, Noel. It's science that is contested by the American Dental Association, and fluoride is just it really prevents tooth decay. What happens is, as that fluoride is taking to a child's system, that fluoride is actually incorporated into the child's teeth, into the enamel, and makes it more resistant for life. So you have a certain window of opportunity to get that fluoride in. So this is not the same as using fluoride toothpaste, which is also important. It's just another way for prevention of the dental disease that we see.
Now, I also found in my research there are people that are saying that dentists across this country have stopped using fluoride. Is that true?
I think that's you'll find fringe groups of any profession like that, where but most dentists will recommend fluoride. The American Dental Association recommends fluoride. And, you know, what other profession are you going to see? They're trying to put themselves out of business, Newell. We are trying to prevent the diseases that we fix every day in our offices. So this is something that dentists really feel passionate about.
Yeah. You should be singing zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day, huh? Right? I mean, with
that. That's right.
More cavities? Bring it on, baby.
You would think, most dentists, my father was a dentist, and he loved his patients, and he was on the very beginnings of preventive dentistry, and he preached preventive dentistry because he loved his patients, and that's how most dentists in our country feel. We want to see happy patients and healthy patients.
What's your fear about what's next? I mean, obviously, you know, this is pretty much, I'm a conservative, so, you know, I look at this, and this is a conservative movement, and I'm shaking my head, and I'm like, I keep trying to, I spent hours reading, you know, in preparation for this, all kinds of studies, and what they say, what they are, you know, but you know, that this, that the threat of dental fluorosis and skeletal fluorosis and on and on and on. And then finally I get to some of the basics of the study themselves. And I've read enough about studies. I understand what to look for. They're completely flawed. I mean, they're statistically meaningless. And
absolutely,
we're off and running. We're off and running on this stuff. It drives me crazy.
Absolutely, Newell. So, number one, it's not a done deal yet. It has passed the Senate. It's going to go to the House Health and Welfare Committee next, and then the House has to pass it, and then the governor has to sign it. So it's not a done deal. So I encourage your listeners to do their research, and they will, if they do their research and really take a deep dive in this, they'll see this is an issue that we do not want to change the status quo. Yeah, call your representative. Go through that democratic process. This is not a done deal. Really, we can change this the trajectory of this.
So we have, and I need to ask this question because if it exists, I do desire to read it. Is there a study that was done here in Louisiana? We have some fine, incredible medical research institutions here. I don't know if you were trained here in Louisiana at LSU Dental School or not, but that have done anything on this that we can read about? Because this just seems foreign to me. If we've been fluoridating our water for 80 years, you know, how is it that in the month of May of 2025 that we're finding out that this was bad all along?
I'm not aware of any Louisiana studies. However, there are just numerous national studies. And like I said, an 80-year track record of this being safe and effective. In fact, there's a Calgary, Canada. 10 years ago, they removed fluoride, but they put it back because they saw dental infections increase by 700%. So they put it back in that because this is a dollars and cents issue. I mean, this is gonna cost us money because you're gonna pay for on the back end increased dental disease. Is that somebody's gonna have to pay for that tooth decay to be addressed?
So, what does the opposing side say about that? So, it was tried, they removed it, they saw this increase in tooth decay, and they went back. And I'm sure the data shows that they were starting to return. They've started to return to normal, I would imagine, right?
You would think, Noel. It just blows my mind. This is a disease that's totally preventable. It's not a mystery how someone gets this disease. It's totally preventable, and yet it's the number one chronic disease in children. And that just floors me. It blows my mind. And it's so sad when I see young children and young adults with tooth decay, and it's so preventable. And I can't explain why this is even an issue.
Yeah. And actually, I think the same was tried in Wisconsin. Is that correct? When they stopped fluoridation of the water back in the 60s, cavities increased by 200% in second graders within 5 years, and they went back to putting fluoride in the water.
Right. So, there's no good science saying this is bad. Of course, it's such a low level of fluoride. Let me just tell you. If you had a 55-gallon drum of water, it's 3 drops of fluoride. That's all we're talking about, and in that water. So it's so small. Anything at high levels are toxic. I mean, oxygen in water can be toxic at high levels.
Sure.
So
yeah.
it's what the right level is, and we've had, like I said, 80 years to fine-tune this at 0.7 parts per million.
What would I find if I opened a bottled water that came from a well, an artesian well? Would I find fluoride in that water?
There could be. I kind of did some research on my own for bottled water, but I mean, bottled water comes from a well. A lot of the bottled water comes from municipal water sources.
Yeah.
And that municipal water source might have fluoride. They don't tell you that, right? If you look on it, it says may contain. There's a lot worse stuff that you could be ingesting than that we take in. I mean,
I'm all about the data. I wish somebody would point me to the data. And I got to imagine if this really happened, what they're saying is happening, that the data would have been prevalent on this issue. And I think everybody would be on the same side, your side, you included. Say, okay, take the fluoride out of the water. But
yeah.
that's not the case at the present time. So we're off and running. Interesting.
Well, We have a lot of good dentists in New Orleans. So tell your listeners, talk about this issue, but go see your dentist. Your dentist really cares about you.
Absolutely. Dr. Gregory Guerra, President, New Orleans Dental Association, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Noel. Have a great day.